Hey everyone, before we get to the interview in question, I just want to remind you that we have a weekly show at Blind Bargains going on. You can find that in our app on iOS or Android, or you can find that on the Blind Bargains site. And now, interviews from ATIA 2015.
Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of ATIA 2015, featuring the latest and greatest in assistive technology and beyond. Now, direct from Orlando, here's JJ Meadow.
We are here at ATIA 2015 in Orlando with Dave Wilkinson. He is a regional sales manager for HIMSS. And this time he's on the Blind Bargains podcast to talk about a new Braille display. It's not a new Braille Edge, Dave. No, what is? Tell us about what we have here.
No, it's a 14-cell Braille display that's called the Smart Beetle. It's being introduced for the first time here at ATIA. It's sort of pre-beta. The Smart Beetle's name is, if you think about a beetle, you've got six legs, and each of those legs represents one of the simultaneous connections that you can have on the Smart Beetle, so you could have this hooked up to your Mac, your PC, your iPhone, your iPad, your Galaxy, and maybe another iPhone simultaneously and just flip between screens. So you've got six devices that you'd have hooked up so that you could be sitting at your computer, and then if you're wanting to text on your iPhone, just hit a button combination, flip over to your iPhone, then flip back over to the computer. So the six simultaneous connections, five Bluetooth and one USB, are where we came up with the Beetle. And of course, it's smart because it's smart.
So we have this sitting right here in front of us. And
sure.
Let's describe it. Of course, you have the actual display, 14 cells in the front and a button on either side of it.
Right, which are scroll buttons.
Okay. And above that, you have the cursor nav.
Right, you've got all the cursor routers.
Mm-hmm. Above that, there's two buttons on the left and two buttons on the right that are rectangular in shape.
Right, those are the same type of function keys that you would find on the YouTube products, or if you took four of the function keys off of the Braille Edge, then you'd have sort of the same idea. So you've got two function keys on either side of the space bar, and those function keys work in a number of different manners depending on what platform you're using. They're going to work as the U2 function keys would work when you're using this in conjunction with a computer or an iOS device or an Android device. By themselves, when you're trying to access different operations on the Smart Beetle, you use the function keys in conjunction with the power button to do things like initialize Bluetooth pairing when you've got one device paired to set up another device. You use the function keys to initialize USB
sure.
versus Bluetooth, etc.
Right.
So they've got a number of different functions.
So of course, yeah, that's one of the biggest ideas of this is the idea of switching between devices,
sure.
which is a new concept in Braille displays over the past year or so. How
sure.
long does it take to go between one, like say from a computer PC to a Mac or to an iPhone or Android? Or
a half second maybe.
Okay.
I mean, it's virtually instantaneous. You hit the power button and the right scroll button. And the scroll buttons are just down at the end of the Braille display, very much like where you would find the scroll buttons on the U2 or the Braille Edge, except that there's one scroll button on each end instead of two.
Mm-hmm.
And you just hit the power button and the right scroll button, and you flip from screen to screen.
So how does this technically work? If you have one device, you pair it, does it automatically give it slot one, or do you say, I want to pair to the first slot, and then if you want to bring another device in, it'll go to the next slot, or how does that all work?
Keep in mind that this is pre-beta.
Sure.
So at the moment, it's just doing it the order that you pair them.
Okay.
And whether we will change that for the final iteration,
sure.
I really couldn't speak to.
Okay. But obviously, any modern device, it's going to work. I mean, it's
right.
the same type of drivers that the Braille Edge and the other HIMSS products are using.
Right.
So the ones that are already supporting it outside of having to perhaps readjust for 14 cells versus 40 or...
Right. It's going to be the same basic deal. That's
okay.
right.
All right. So that's the front of it. Not many ports, right? It's mostly Bluetooth. And
it's mostly Bluetooth. You've got a USB micro port on the back. You've got a power button on the right-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a reset button on the back left-hand side. And that is pretty much it for controls.
Sure, and micro USB, of course, doubles as charging as well.
Right.
What's the battery life has been a bit talked about on this thing. It seems like it's...
battery life is 24
hours
from 100% to zero. You've got, I believe it's about a four-hour charging time. Obviously, if you're using this in conjunction with a device that's using USB, you'd be able to charge while you're using it, so you'd have those happening simultaneously.
Sure. There's a couple others in competition. We mentioned the Vario Ultra does a lot of the multi-device things, but it's a 40 cell. You have this, and you have the other 14 cells and 12 cells, the Braille Pen and the Focus. So what are some of the advantages that you would say this has over those?
Biggest advantages are going to be the sheer connectivity. The fact that you can connect to 6 devices simultaneously. If you look at our competitors, they can connect to either 1 or 2, depending on if they're doing Bluetooth or Bluetooth and USB. So you've got multiple devices. The price point is certainly going to be good. You're not paying any more for the additional connectivity. The other thing that we offer, which some folks may find useful, is you can also use the Braille keyboard as a full keyboard emulator, so that if you want to use this as essentially a Bluetooth keyboard, there are keystrokes to fill in for any of the keystrokes that you'd be able to use on a full-sized keyboard. And a time that this would be advantageous is that if you're using a screen reader that doesn't support contracted Braille entry, such as WindowEyes or NVDA, you can actually write in contracted Braille on the Smart Beetle, and it will work fine with those screen readers. Also, if you're working in another country where you've got iOS translation issues with some other languages.
Sure.
We were talking about Japanese the other day, how iOS doesn't always handle Japanese in the best way that it could. You could use our keyboard emulator. You're going to be able to write it the way that you want, and it's going to come out properly.
How would you translate or input some of the multi-key commands? And say you want to do like Control-Alt-Z.
When you're going to start using these function keys in conjunction with your Perkins keyboard.
So there's just different combinations that'll make most of the common ones.
Right. And you'd be able to use key mapping as you would with anything.
Right, sure. That makes a lot of sense. You look at the commands, there's lots of Bluetooth keyboard commands with VoiceOver between QuickNav and some of the others. So having the ability to put all those extra keys in and make all that work, certainly seems like it would be a plus.
Absolutely.
So
to preemptively answer a question that some folks are thinking of out there, even if you're using this as a keyboard, it's not you're not saying at that point that you can't use it as a Braille display. You can use it simultaneously as a Bluetooth keyboard and as a Braille display. And if you're not using the Bluetooth keyboard function, you still have the Braille display entry commands that you would have with any Braille display.
Okay. And you mentioned the price point, or how much is the price going to be?
Price is $12.95 if you get it with the carrying case, which is going to be a form-fitting case. It'll be $13.49, which is still pretty much exactly what the competition is. We are selling the case separately. If you buy the Smart Beetle and then later on decide you want a case, it's going to cost you probably like around $69. So you want to buy the case at the time that you buy the Smart Beetle if you're going to get the case.
Is that an executive products case?
There will inevitably be an executive products case. The case that we're looking at the moment is one that we're designing as well.
Okay. What is the unit weigh?
Unit weighs something.
It's very light, you know.
It is very light.
It's a few ounces, right?
I can sit here and look it up.
Yeah, but no, it's very light. Just picking
it's
it up.
It's very light. It's very durable. I think one of the things that you'll find is, compared to some of the other small Braille displays, it's a very solid, rugged feeling unit. You don't feel like you've picked up something from the dollar
bin. That's true. It does. I mean, that's a plastic case, but it seems like it's certainly, you know.
It's a tough plastic case.
Absolutely. I'm tapping the back of it. There's some durability. Yeah, right. I won't drop test it for you, though.
I would probably appreciate that.
Okay. So there you go. This is the Smart Beetle.
Smart Beetle.
We're making that a ringtone. No, I've already suggested he needs to make that into a ringtone. So
that's right. It's the poor coworkers have to live with this every day.
Sure, absolutely. One more thing to talk about quickly. I know it's a brand new thing, and you're kind of just showing the prototype of it here, but there's been a bit of talk about a new addition to the Blaze series, the Blaze ET.
There is indeed a new addition to the Blaze series, the Blaze ET. Again, I would emphasize that this is pre-beta, but it was ready where we thought, to the point that we could at least show it and get some initial feedback, and so we did bring it to ATIA. The primary differences between it and the Blaze EZ are that the ET does have a number pad, so that if you're trying to enter things in like, authentication keys for wireless networks, you don't have to use arrows to go left and right. You can just use the T9 method.
Sure, yep.
It also does have a built-in dictionary, and unlike anything else that's out there in the digital talking book readers, our dictionary isn't going to require you to have a Wi-Fi setup. It's just going to be built on board.
And I saw a mention of Skype.
There are some possibilities along those lines that have not been finalized.
Okay. It was in the press release, so it wasn't sure what was...
Right. There are some possibilities along those lines that are very...
Or perhaps it was either there or it was in the ATIA session description little encapsulation thing.
Let's leave it at this. There are a number of things that you will be able to do with that camera.
Sure. Well, and having the keypad, like you said, there probably are some things that just wouldn't be practical to do with the current easy setup.
It's going to be really easy to download books from book services like Bookshare and Bard. It's going to be a lot easier than if you're just using arrow keys going back and forth. One of the other things that you can do with this is you can move files, you can copy files, cut files, zip files, unzip files. So you've got a lot of file control with it as well. And it has some little things. It has a calculator, has an alarm for the clock. So it's just sort of a fuller, richer version for folks who want more features.
Okay. And I'm guessing, given the initial launch of the Blaze, you're probably going to be really hesitant to commit to an exact release date, but do you have an idea yet? Or
it will be coming sometime. That I'm confident of.
Any idea on pricing yet?
Pricing going to be $7.95.
Okay, so really not that much more than the original. The other one, well, it's $7.49, and then every time it goes on sale a lot. But
right, it has been the promo pricing of $6.95 has been in effect. I do want to emphasize that this is not a saleable item at this point. We are not taking orders. We are nowhere near that point.
Sure. Okay. People have been asking a little bit about the EZ. How is the NLS support and some of the other features of that coming along?
Here's what's happening with the NLS support. And I think it's fair to say ahead of time that if we'd had any idea that NLS support was going to take so phenomenally long, we would have never released the product when we released it. A little bit of sort of background and history on what's happening with the NLS support. HIMSS has provided all information requested of us to folks at National Library Service. A significant portion of the holdup is because this is a new platform. The Blaze products are operating on the Android platform. There has never been an NLS authorized Android device. There were a number of issues that were raised as a result of that HIMSS has taken care of. Whenever asked for additional security precautions, etc., on the part of NLS. But the process simply is moving at the speed that it's going to move, which is being dictated by NLS. And that's not an attempt to shift blame, but it's simply we have provided everything that we have been asked for, and we have provided it immediately. So I am confident that we will finally have NLS in the extraordinarily near future. I cannot commit to a day, because as soon as I say it'll be X date and it doesn't happen, my phone will light up.
Sure.
But it is coming. We are doing everything we can to make this happen as quickly as humanly possible. And we do realize that this has been very difficult for a lot of our customers and for us.
Sure. Fair enough. And I guess once that comes along, then you can move ahead on some other features and some of the, I know with the book sensor, there's lots and lots of free updates to it.
Right.
I would expect the same for this.
And there
as well.
Will be for years. I mean, that's part of the beauty of Wi-Fi is you can just download your updates. But I don't think it's any big secret that we really probably all wish that we had waited a little bit on this. We really, really thought that we were much, much, much closer to NLS authorization than it turned out we were. And frankly, I think the folks at NLS thought it was going to be much quicker.
Sure. Fair enough. If people want to get more information about the new products, what's the best way to do that?
You can always give us a call at 888-520-4467. You can email us at info, at hims-inc.com. If you want to make sure that you're getting in touch with a specific individual, you are also welcome to email me, Dave, at Dave, D-A-V-E, at hims-inc.com. And we'll see you at other shows coming up in the future, so be on the lookout for us.
Hey, thank you so much, Dave. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.